Hello.
Me again. Okay. So I just looked at one of your previous tickets. One second again. Number right there. That phone number in again. You've used them 3 times in the past, but it's for the same vehicle, so I'm gonna tell you your policy number so you can write it down
Okay.
and have it on hand. Okay. Where is it? Let's see the vehicle. Here's our code plan. Policy. Okay, that policy number is 00. It's 00, that policy number.
Yes, 00
21
21
20
20
83
83
85, I mean 86, excuse me.
86.
Okay. 'Cause most of the time I can't do this with other customers because it wouldn't even pop up. Okay. Now, since that was for the same ticket. And that VIN number, that is not your VIN number right there. It is this one.
It's supposed to be 2 cars.
Supposed to be 2 cars on there. Hold on, let me see.
I've only filed roadside assistance for mine, but it's 2 cars.
Now, the tickets, I was pulling up to take one of your previous tickets by your name, and it is the same vehicle.
But it's another vehicle.
Okay, once I be able to get it completely pulled up all the way, then I'll be able to tell you the other vehicle that's on there.
Okay. You want to do a few more
Okay. Try this again. Nope. I need this. Yeah, it says you used it last month on 28th. I mean,
Say
not
again.
last month, in February.
Say
In
again.
Fe it says that you had used the roadside assistance in February. Now, okay. Let me see something. Let's see. Okay. Right. Let me make sure. Plan C. Let me privacy. It's not even let me pull you up with the policy number. With that policy number. Okay. Let me see. Okay, here we go. It says, it's telling me that it says customer will need to pay an out-of-pocket fee. Okay, so basically for me to be able to continue with this call, it would have to be considered as an out-of-pocket expense, and then you would have to call into your insurance providers to be reimbursed your money back. Are you okay with that?
Okay.
Okay.
Would you possibly know how much it is?
You didn't opt into our text message feature, so I will have to call you back with those different prices that I get and see which one, you know, which would be the lowest that you would want to agree with.
Okay.
Alrighty, all I need now is your address, your home address.
Home address is 2509 Whitechapel Drive, Columbus, Georgia, 31907.
You said White Chapman?
Chapel, C-H-A-P-E-L.
Okay. That zip code, please. Hello, sir.
Yes.
Could you provide me with that zip code?
31907.
Okay. And it's a 2003 Infiniti. That's what I remember seeing. What's the model of that vehicle again?
That vehicle is a Buick Rainier.
A Buick Rainier?
Yes.
Okay. 2003?
Yes.
And that color?
Black.
And what was the reason for the breakdown?
I'm not sure. I just needed code. I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay. So we're just gonna do, just gonna say car issues. Will it shift in the neutral?
Yes, it will.
Okay. And is it a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
All-wheel.
Okay. And this isn't a result of an accident, correct?
Again?
It isn't a result of an accident?
No.
Okay, I did hear you tell me earlier that your wife is with the vehicle.
Will
she need a ride with the tow provider?
No.
Okay. And could you provide me with your wife's name?
Yes. Alicia.
Okay. And that's A-L-E-S-H-A?
A-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay. And that last name? Coleman.
Coleman.
Okay, and this is not an unattended tow. Not need to ride. Okay, and can you provide me with that address or that location?
Yes, it's actually the same location.
Okay.
As my address.
Okay. Alrighty. And where are you trying to get it dropped off to?
Okay. 2718 Hamilton Road.
Okay, one second. Computer, that got a little slow.
Okay.
Okay. You can repeat that address again.
2718 Hamilton Road.
Road. Same zip code?
31904.
Okay. Alrighty. Let me make sure this is right. I have my purse in there so I can be able to look at the building. Everything to make sure it's correct. And this is a shop?
House.
A house, okay. Okay. Okay, I got you. Alrighty. And how would you like to proceed with the payments? Is it gonna be by card or cash?
Cash.
Okay. And my provider notes. Alrighty, I do have that information down, and you're only going for an 8-mile tow, so it's just the hookup fee and the mileage that you're going.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to call you back at this number with that. Well, when I get, a price and everything, I'm going to call you back before I go ahead with that, with that provider to make sure you agree, with that
okay.
price.
Okay, right. I would appreciate it.
Thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and I will give you that call back.
Thank you, and I'll be waiting on it.
You're welcome.